Rick Jones from the Grand Ledge area and beyond. Rick, how are you?
Very good. Just driving down these beautiful roads, listening to your show.
All right, give us a road report. Where are you and what do you see?
Well, I'm out in Oneida Township, which is around Grand Ledge, and the roads are pretty rough. You know, certainly you want to take your time.
You know, Rick, there's been a lot of news regarding the bullying bill, and I just wanted to get your take on that. Have you felt a lot of heat? Have you felt picked on because of your stance on this?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously the Senate Minority Leader took one line out of a bill that was added by a caucus attorney concerned about First Amendment rights, twisted the legal meaning into something it wasn't, and said this is a license to bully. Now, two different experts from the American Civil Liberties Union disputed what was said, but she played it. I give her kudos for getting all her national media, you know, and that's what you do when you're a minority. You make a lot of noise, and it doesn't really matter to me. What I'm happy about is now we have, for the first time in 5 years, we have a bill on the governor's desk, and every school in Michigan will be required to have an anti-bullying policy, and within 6 months, they must have a public meeting, make sure all the students and parents are invited, teachers, administrators, and get everybody working together to safeguard students. You know, there is no state law that can ever be written that would stop bullying in schools. It takes hard work by the teachers, administrators, and students. But what we're doing is we're jump-starting it by requiring that they have that policy.
Well, Rick, it would seem with this issue, which has created a firestorm, especially from parents, that you just say bullying will not be tolerated in schools in the state of Michigan. It's against the law. Why not have that law?
Well, you know, we weren't trying to criminalize students if they haven't gone to the, you know, the length of actually harming another child. Now, you know, I heard the case, it was published in Detroit papers about a girl having her hand smashed in a locker. Now, that is criminal assault. Both of those people involved should be in juvenile court. They have committed a crime. Now, what we sought to do is not be one of only three states in the nation that doesn't require their schools to have an anti-bullying policy. So now we have taken care of that as soon as the governor signs it.
Rick, I can remember back to my childhood. I was bullied. I was kind of a timid guy, although a big guy. And I was bullied because of my racial makeup, because there wasn't a father in the home. And I was taunted, and I was pushed. And I remember I finally put an end to it because I ended up blasting a kid in the face. And after that, I was never bullied again. But it got me to thinking, if you do that now, the repercussions would just be unbelievable. Have you ever been bullied?
Yes, as I was growing up, I was considered somewhat of a nerd, and I was in the locker room changing my clothes after a gym class, and a couple of guys came over, started pushing me around, and it wasn't pleasant. You know, I was changing clothes, and it wasn't even fully clothed, and you know, and I pushed back, and I understand exactly what it feels like. And also, I had a son who was injured right at birth, and he's mentally challenged the rest of his life. He's 31 now, but I saw him grow up in special education, and when I was around the school picking him up, I saw some other kids pushing him around. So I feel very strongly that we shouldn't allow bullying. And, you know, as I said before, no state law is going to stop it. It takes hard work by parents and teachers, administrators, all working together.
Well, then I wondered if you feel so strongly this way and other people do, and you've heard pushback to even, you know, the details of the bill, why put limitations on it?
Well, there was never were limitations on it. What the caucus attorney, when he added that line, he was thinking of the student in Howell, Michigan. The teacher was discussing sex, science, some sort of science class or something, And the student simply made a remark, in my religion, I don't believe in homosexual relations. He was thrown out of class and out of school, and even the American Civil Liberties Union came to his defense and said he didn't bully anybody, he didn't threaten anybody, he was making a statement under his First Amendment rights. And I think the caucus attorney was simply trying to clarify that, but is it necessary? No, because no state law can ever be written to take away your constitutional rights under the U.S. Constitution.
Do you think the governor is going to sign the bill?
I think the governor will sign it. I know he has supported it. He came out earlier this year and requested it, and I've been happy to work on it this year with Representative Phil Potvin, and it's nice to get it done.
All right. Thanks, Senator.
Okay. We'll see you.